up to 20 Celsius.
Thanks, Darren. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday, the 7th of May. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, low West Bailey 998, expected Faroes 999 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. North at Cirra, south at Cirra. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 or 5 later, but increasing 6 later in northern north at Cirra. Fair, good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, West Dogger. Variable 2 to 4 at first, except in Cromarty and 4th, otherwise southerly 4 to 6. Showers, good. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 or 5 in West Humber. Showers, good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5. Showers, thundery in south, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Fitzroy, cyclonic 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Irish Sea, south, veering southwest later, 3 to 5. Showers, good. Shannon, southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, then becoming northeasterly 5 later in northwest. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in northwest Rockall and northwest Hebrides. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6 at first in south, otherwise northeasterly, backing northerly 7 to severe gale 9, then northwesterly 5 to 7 later. Rain, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southeasterly, veering southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in west and 5 elsewhere. Rain, sleet or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly, backing northerly later, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in east and 5 in west. Snow showers or rain, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south-southwest, 4, 16 miles, 1,009, falling slowly. Stornoway, south, 4, 32 miles, 1,008, falling slowly. Lerwick, southeast by south, 3, 35 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Lucas, north, 1, 27 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Bridlington, northwest, 2, 1,016, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by north, 3, 11 miles, 1,014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast, 2, 11 miles, 1,014. Jersey, east by south, 3, 8 miles, 1,014, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast, 1, 1,014. Scilly Automatic, east-southeast, 1, 19 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. Valentia, west-southwest, 1, 27 miles, 1,012, now rising. Ronald's Way, north-northeast, 2, 16 miles, 1,013, falling slowly. Malin Head, south-southwest, 3, 24 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday the 7th of May. The general situation, a slack airflow covers much of the United Kingdom, with only light or moderate breezes affecting most English and Welsh coastal areas. Further north, an area of low pressure over the northeastern Atlantic will give rise to fresh or strong south to southwesterly winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in north and in Murray Firth. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 4 to 6, but becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time in St Andrew's Bay and Firth of Forth. Mainly fair, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, south backing southeast for a time, 3 to 5, mainly fair, then showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 4 or 5, veering south 3 or 4 later, showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly at first in south, otherwise southeasterly 2 to 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly, veering southeasterly for a time in west, 2 to 4, showers, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable becoming southeast for a time, 2 to 4, showers, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 in east, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 at first in east and north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 near Western Anglesey, but becoming variable 2 at times in Cardigan Bay. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, but becoming variable 3 or less for a time in Liverpool Bay. Showers, good. Isle of Man, south 3 or 4, increasing 5 at times, veering southwest 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South or southwest, 3 to 5, veering west, 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, veering westerly or southwesterly, 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, veering southwesterly 3 or 4, then veering northwesterly 5 later in far northwest. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South veering southwest, 5 or 6, veering west or northwest 4 or 5 later. Rain at times, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Finally, Shetland Isles, southeasterly 4 or 5 at first in north and east, otherwise southerly 5 to 7. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. If you've been for a walk in the countryside recently, you may well have seen some bluebells. It's illegal to pick them, as they're protected. Farming Today, here's how some landowners are doing more to preserve our native species and stop a Spanish variety which could threaten our more delicate blooms. That's coming up in a couple of minutes. Before that, it's time for prayer for the day with Father Philip Blackledge of Holy Trinity Episcopal Church in Melrose.
Good morning. Today is election day. Many will experience the elation of being elected, and many more will experience the opposite. I'm not a party political animal, but as a lifelong cricket fanatic, I know just how joyful it can be to win, and more often how it feels when you lose. I remember as a child listening to the cricket commentary at night with my radio under the blankets, learning the places of the world through their cricket grounds, the music of the opposition team's names, Tillikaratne, Jayasuriya, Muralitharan, speaking them in a whisper when I was supposed to be asleep and pretending I was a commentator. There was beauty in those names. They often beat us, and boy did that hurt, but to lose against a skilful and poetic opposition was a comfort. C.S. Lewis once said in one of his Narnia books, "A noble friend is the best gift, and a noble enemy the next best." And cricket taught me that even for our opponents, if we truly love what we do, win or lose, we still share in the joy of the game. There will be winners and losers today, but whoever we support, I believe we can thank God that there are those who seek to serve us in our elected offices, and that we are all participants in seeking the best for our towns and cities, countries and governments. Gracious God, you govern the universe with your creative will, and put within us the gifts of compassion, wisdom, courage and mercy. We pray for those who seek office today in the elections, that they may model their leadership in